Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley stand in solidarity with Hong Kong protesters. By Sean Moran on October 14, 2019. Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Josh Hawley, RMO, visited Hong Kong Saturday, standing in solidarity with the protesters fighting against for greater control of their city. Senator Cruz traveled to Hong Kong Saturday and made statements condemning China's handling of pro-democracy protests, calling the Chinese government a dictatorship. On Face the Nation, Senator Cruz said that he finds it inspiring to see millions of Hong Kongish fighting for freedom. The Texas senator said, "I'll tell you what's happening here in Hong Kong is inspiring. We've seen over 2 million people come to the streets standing up for freedom, standing up for democracy, and standing up against the oppression of the Chinese communist regime. I think it is very much in the United States' interest to support the people of Hong Kong. I'm here, I'm dressed in all black standing in solidarity with the protesters." President Xi Jinping is terrified of millions of people in Hong Kong. But even more than that, millions of people in China yearning to live free, he added. President is one of over 10 titles that Xi Jinping holds, and among the least powerful. He exercises authoritarian control over China as chairman of the Communist Party and commander-in-chief of the People's Liberation Army, PLA. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam scrapped a meeting with Senator Cruz amidst Hong Kong's protests. The Texas senator revealed that Lam's office reportedly asked the senator to meet in secret and that Cruz refrained from speaking with the media about the meeting. Cruz said that Lam's request displays a lack of understanding of the meaning of free speech. "She seems to misunderstand how free speech operates, and also how freedom of the press operates," Senator Cruz said. Ms. Lam's canceling the meeting is not a sign of strength. It's a sign of weakness. It's a sign of fear of the protesters in the streets of Hong Kong, Cruz said. Senator Cruz said this week that his tour throughout the Indo-Pacific will discuss how to most effectively stand up to this growing geopolitical threat coming from increasing Chinese aggressiveness. "China is getting more and more aggressive militarily. They are investing billions in modernizing their military. They are investing massive amounts of money engaging in economic coercion," he added. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, another fierce critic of China, visited Hong Kong over the weekend. In a message to Hong Kong protesters, he compared their protests to East Germany's struggle for freedom against the Soviet Union. "Sometimes, the fate of one city defines the challenge of a whole generation. 50 years ago it was Berlin, today it's Hong Kong," Senator Hawley said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.